And this week of Culture File rolls down the slipway in the company of Maurice Gohan, who's been watching Married at First Sight, one of those television programs whose title is also its pitch, because, you know, time's money. Like the spring sunshine, the program has stirred something buried deep, as Maurice Gohan is prepared to share.
It's the season of love. Is it actually? I think every season could be the season of love, depending on how you look at it. Summer is about heat and beer gardens and excitement, which definitely lends itself to love. Autumn is about a new school year, where we buy new notebooks and make plans we'll never see through, such as getting engaged and buying a house. And winter is about hibernating, so you want to be squirreled away with someone who brings you a cup of tea every morning. They all make sense, but I think spring has to be the true season of love, where the leaves are growing on trees again, surely a symbol of love's eternal blossom. All I know is everybody is watching Married at First Sight right now, so love is certainly in the air. Married at First Sight is normal people, for those of us who have never read an Emily Bronte book. It's normal people for those of us who got average grades in school and don't own a piece of clothing that is cashmere. For those of you who went to private school and ate foie gras, Married at First Sight is a reality show where people get married to someone they've never met before, and cameras follow them around as they go through being a newlywed. Now, I'm a big advocate of reality TV. I will die on the reality TV sword. But dating reality shows are not my cup of tea. You have to be so incredibly desperate to go on a reality show to find love. And desperation is the number one least attractive quality in a person. I would take Ted Bundy over someone that declared their love to me after two dates. I involuntarily gag as I watch these people say, "Oh, I'm just someone who always has my guard up. You have to be really special for me to open up to." As they are mic'd into a show for people literally agreeing to marry someone they've never met before. What sort of cognitive dissonance is that? The most desperate part of these people is their denial of desperation. It reminds me of old classmates that would insist, "I didn't even study for this test." Then they'd get a 95%. The denial will always be worse than the crime. As human beings, we contain multitudes. We are all amazing and terrible, but at least own your awfulness, whatever that is. Don't tell me I'm a closed book as you pry open your pages for every Tom, Dick and Sally Rooney to read. I do feel an uncomfortable connection to these desperate singletons, because I am recently single. I broke up with my boyfriend during lockdown. Not a good time to go through a breakup, in case anyone is thinking about it. Wait for the vaccine is my advice. For most of December and January, I sat in my apartment blaring Sinead O'Connor. I can eat my dinner in a fancy restaurant. Nope, can't even do that. I can eat my takeaway McDonald's on the side of the road as people give me filthies for taking down my mask. Doesn't have the same ring to it. But instead of searching for connection with some stranger, I've chosen to pursue myself. I message myself on dating apps. "You look gorgeous. Shall we go for drinks?" I compliment myself as I apply a layer of lipstick. I take myself out on dates. "Haha," I tell myself, "you are so interesting and funny." When the bill comes, I pass it to myself. "I assume you'll take care of this." I always nod. It's my treat. Look, love is the most exciting thing we'll ever know in this world. So why give something so important to someone else? Be selfish with it, says me. Keep it in house. As air hostesses say, in the case of emergency, put on your own mask before tending to anyone else. But nothing, now nothing, compares to you. I stare at my reflection in the mirror. Damn right.
The singular life of Maurice Gahan there, and next time on Culture File, we'll be taking a few moments alone to dance.